Hello, welcome to the podcast. We are Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha, and these are the best bits from our breakfast show, Brisbane, Queensland, Australia.
Big show today.
Yeah, it is a big show today. You mentioned where we come from, but it'd be interesting if people listen to us from outside of the country, if any of our local Brisbane references land.
Yeah. We do get a lot of messages. Did we get a Texas one the other day?
Yeah, we got one from Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
And now do your Texas accent.
But speaking of good accents, Abby, you will hear in this podcast, taking on Coolio.
I wasn't doing an accent.
It sounded pretty good for you.
Yeah.
We're not putting it in the podcast,
are we? Of course we are. It's all the best bits.
Do you hate people? Yeah, is that what's happening? You hate our listeners? Don't do it.
I don't put the podcast together.
And in the middle, we will be giving you the letters for Alpha Bucks on Monday as well.
All right, stick around. Let's get into it.
Wake up with Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105.
Big week, Matty.
Massive week.
What have you learnt?
A lot. You know, even though it was a short week for most, I feel like when there's a public holiday in the middle of the week, it feels longer. Mm. Don't you reckon?
Well, we still work.
Yeah. Certainly if you have your Friday night on your Tuesday.
If only there was a way we could look back at everything that has happened during the week.
No, Stav, there's no way that can happen.
Funny you guys have mentioned that. I do every week
really?
What I've learnt.
Do you?
And here we go.
Getting to know you.
This is an institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen.
The worst flu in years has been doing the rounds around Brizzy this week.
Nurses have been recruited at Queensland hospitals to combat a severe flu season.
And of course, we all know it affects men more than it does women, so we did the impossible.
Hold on to your hats, Brisbane, a radio first, as Abby Coleman attempts to reach out to the tradies and men of Brisbane who are sick at the moment and see if she can give them sympathy. It's not her area of expertise. It's not... Well,
am I that harsh?
Yes. Just how did Abs go giving sympathy to a heap of men who are suffering man flu? Well, as you would expect.
How you going?
Oh, good.
Oh, Luke, how are you feeling, hon?
Yeah, not as good as you, probably.
I've been sick for 2 weeks. But I've been going to work every day, which probably doesn't help. But
no, that's the boy. Man up, that's fine. Well done. How are you feeling?
I think I'm on my way out, to be honest.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
Wow.
A solid rock heart, Abby Coleman.
Does it make people feel better to get sympathy?
Well, who would know?
Yeah. Off the air, I learned where all of this sick man resentment comes from.
I don't give sympathy because, like, I remember 9 hours of labour and they were like, hey, we think we might have to look at getting, like, a C-section. Scott goes, oh, my God, thank God. My hand is so sore from massaging her back. It's just, it's a nightmare. And the nurse came to have a look at his hand. So I'm sorry I don't give sympathy. I was like, are you for real? And he's like, you have no idea. Like, it's so, like, you keep saying harder and harder. I can't do it harder and my hand's sore. And the lady's like, oh, God. I'm
just a bachelor. Who was it, the bachelor bitchy this week when the girls got stuck into each other over Leah and the topless waiter photos?
I get what you're saying. No, she said to me, I got
Oh, my God, you won't shut up, man.
She called through to the show and, well, it turns out there's no love lost with Matty J.
I was a bigger Matty fan before I met Matty.
Oh.
You saw his heartbreak and you went, I can fix that, and then you went, nah, maybe not worth it.
I don't know whether he's heartbroken. I just think he's a great actor, to be honest.
Good thing he's got another 482 women to choose from, but the real jaw-dropping moment? Wait till you hear what everyone's been calling Osha.
Apparently, the word Osh in Maltese is, how can I put this without getting you to bleep me, Maddie? It is a slang word for a particular female body part.
Yeah, right.
It's above the knees, below the belly button.
Ah.
God, you're really ruining it for the Maltese community, aren't you? I mean,
will we still continue to use it?
I'll use it more, I'd say. You know we love to play a game here on this show, and we invented a new one this week.
What can you say while you're in the bedroom with each other and also say at the dinner table?
It is so much fun to play.
Ooh, I couldn't possibly fit any more in.
It hurts. What about, is anyone else going to join us this time?
That's a good one. Yes, you can.
I can't believe how quick you finished that.
You guys are good at this. And you got stuck in too, Brisbane.
Don't talk with your mouth full.
Classic.
This is for my African brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. So, winter, you say, would you like some more hot chocolate?
Who's up for second?
Oh, good one. Good one. Weren't you a dirty little bunch of people? God, I love this song. It's sung by an Aussie dude.
Hi, my name's Dean Lewis.
We had Dean on the show this week, and I learned that he has so many different talents.
Apparently, you represented Australia in something.
Yeah, so when I was like a teenager, me and my brother, we represented Australia in the World Cyber Games for Halo 2. So, it was like an Xbox game, and
Halo 2 is pretty big. You don't have to explain it.
Yeah.
Everyone else knows it's pretty big. Halo's massive, guys.
Now, if you thought you loved him, Stav, well, he completely lost his mind.
What a lot of people are doing, I think it's one of the next steps, is concerts in VR. And they've also done ones where you get up on stage with the person. You know, everyone has that dream. Like, when you go see your favourite artist, you go, this is the time, he's going to pull me up on stage, we're going to sing our favourite song together, he's going to love it, and he's going to say, you're so good, just come on tour with me.
I think you might be geeking out a little bit too much. I was going to tone it back
It does sound like two virgins have run into each other at EB Games, and they've just seen the new release date. Oh my God, this is like the greatest thing.
You should come back to my house and ask your dad, but then we can come back.
So we've given you so many ideas for your tour, hey?
Yeah, I should take some away. It's been good research. Yeah.
There you go. That's what I've learned this week. And don't forget, if you want to learn a whole lot more as well, get the podcast. Download every single episode. Watch it back to back the whole weekend, the whole 48 hours worth. It'll be worth it to you. Stav, Abby and Matt with Osher.
It's Stav, Abby and Matt with Osher.
Hit 105.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki, sexologist and relationship expert. As a sexologist, I get asked a lot of questions.
When you look at the internet, what images do you look at?
Are we doing it right? Am I normal?
Figuring out whether I want other people in my life to know about this.
There's a lack of permission and education out there.
It depends on the connection you have with people.
Where there's so much information that's needed that here's a platform where I can say all the things that I can't say on air.
So I have one leg that's suspended off the ground.
So this is why I've started Sex and Life. Download me. Dr. Nikki with Sex and Life, podcast1.com.au and the Podcast One app.
I love you so much.
Relationship.
Rep. Oh, this is rubbing self into injury, the like of which I haven't seen.
Yes, if you've got an issue in your home, don't just keep it indoors. Share it with us and we'll get Brisbane to decide. And their decision is absolutely final. And Matt will just about to warn everyone that Maddie has the relationship ref whistle.
If you step out of line here, you cop the whistle.
I hate whoever gave that to you. Yeah, so much.
He brought it himself.
Yeah, no. Candy, our producer, got it. Yeah.
No. Maddie.
It's annoying.
It's worse when you do it to the music.
Okay, so we're doing another relationship ref. We're going to get a couple on. They get 30 seconds each to give their story out, and then we let Brisbane decide. Now, Jessica, in the rain bar, what's your issue with your partner, Chris?
God love him, but he's really into cars, and so he's always going out to these car meets and like spending money on fuel. And he goes to like 3 or 4 car meets a week, and I just wanted to spend some time with me, like one-on-one, like take me out on a proper date. I think in the 5 months we've been dating, we've been on 3 dates, and it's only been to like the cinemas. So we haven't actually been out to like dinner or anything nice like that. So I just wanted to spend a little bit more time with me, like one-on-one, rather than always out with his friends and at car meets and spending a ridiculous amount of money on cars.
Could you compromise and take him through a drive-thru? That way you get both dinner and his car. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe.
Gee, it is an expensive hobby, isn't it? All right, well, we are going to hear Chris's side to the argument. Are you there, Chris?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, 30 seconds. Good luck.
All right. Yeah, I don't really know the issue. Like, I take Jess out to these car meets and she gets whatever dinner she really wants to. Besides that, I always see the sides of things that she wants to do as well, like the weekends, stuff like that. But, and I try to spend as much time as I possibly can with her and make sure that, you know, she's happy enough to be able to do the things she wants to do.
Oh, Chris.
That's pretty much it.
Chris.
I would have thought this out more, bruh. Yeah.
I would have called a friend to defend you. Now, Chris, yeah. I mean, you take her to the car meets. Jessica, do you like cars?
I was never really into them before I sort of started hanging out with Chris, and then I was like, you know what, I'll make an effort because I really like this guy.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't mind it, but I'm not a massive, like, I'm not as big of a fan as he is.
Yeah.
Chris. So one of you is going on the perfect date, and the other one is Jessica.
Yeah. Chris, what does she waste money on?
She wastes all of my money on food. She has been known to waste money on shoes. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, but you can't compare. No, you can't compare shoes to the cost of cars.
Sure, you can.
Like, are you?
Maddie,
what are you doing? Are you hotting them up? Like, restoring them? What?
No, I'm actually building a race car.
Ooh, that's so expensive. Do not compare that.
Yeah, but you see, Maddie Acton, a nice pair of shoes is the same. It does the same for your overall appearance as putting a sweet body kit on a four. You know, it's possibly cheaper and makes it look fantastic.
Well, this is what we're going to do, Brisbane. You decide. 13, 10, 60. Jess wants Chris to give up the car hobby and take her on better dates. Oh, I don't want to hear the answer to this. Men, you're going to have to get behind your fella here. 13, 10, 60, whatever you decide is final.
Wake up with Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105.
Alpha Bucks, it now plays 7 and 8 a.m. every day. That means in just 1 week, if you listen to our show live on Hit 105, you can win $100,000 cash.
And on Monday, the letters are W for Walrus and L for Lima.
Lima, good choice.
Nat Geo on the weekend for you then?
Two animals. You pick two animals.
Walrus and Lima.
Imagine if they had a baby.
Whoa. How would they do it, though?
Would it be a land?
They're so little.
It would be both, I'd say.
Would it be a land or a water animal?
Well, a walrus is a land animal. I don't even think what a walrus looks like at the moment.
Big tusks.
Oh, yes.
It's like a seal with
tusks.
Yeah.
And a moustache.
Yes. Yes, they do.
And a top hat and a monocle.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
We haven't been drinking, I promise.
All right, you should.
More podcasts, quick, please.
I love you so much.
Relationship.
Ref. Oh, this is rubbing salt into injury, the like of which I haven't seen.
Yeah, relationship ref, whatever we decide here is 110% final.
Nothing can be more than 100% by definition. 100% is the most anything percent can be.
Yeah,
thanks for that.
It's not Matt's ref stab, it's relationship ref. Jessica and Chris are having a bit of an issue. Jessica wishes that Chris would take him out a bit more. Here's how they put their arguments just before.
He's really into cars, and so he's always going out to these car meets, and, like, I just wanted to spend some time with me, like, one-on-one, like, other than always out with his friends and at car meets and spending a ridiculous amount of money on cars.
Yeah, I don't really know the issue. Like, I take Jess out to these car meets, and she gets whatever dinner she really wants to. I try to spend as much time as I possibly can with her and make sure that, you know, she's happy enough to be able to do the things she wants to do.
Mm-hmm. It's a contentious one.
Yep.
Maddie reckons that no one's going to be on his side with this one.
Three times a week is a lot, but 13, 10, 60, whose side are you on? We've got Tom in Alexander Hills. What do you think?
Oh, mate, Chris's side, hands down. Car parts are so much cheaper than women, and there are a lot more women than car parts out there.
Tom, are you in his car club by any chance?
Sorry?
Are you in his car club at all?
I'm not, but I'm dropping my race engine off right now. So, brother, you keep building that race car.
Wow.
Well, okay, Tom. Female perspective will be interesting. We've got Grace from Stafford. Grace, whose side are you on in this one?
I'm definitely on Chris's side as well.
Really?
Yeah, well, I think that he, if he had to give up his hobby for her, he'd get sick of her pretty quickly, to be honest.
Yeah, right.
I love all these car people that have come around.
Couldn't he combine the two and just start buying parts?
Oh, you're not even a car person.
Not even a car person. That is true. Part of him loving cars is what made her fall in love with him in the first place. You can't ask him to give up the thing that made them who they are. Hamish and Thornlands, what side do you come down on?
I'm on Chris's side, mate. Ooh.
Yeah?
Two years down the track, she'll be begging him to have a hobby.
Yeah. Good point.
Michelle in Wellington Point, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to go with Chris on this one.
Wow.
Which is the first time I've ever done that. I've got a partner called Chris as well, and I'm never on his side.
Yeah? Right? What? Why?
I'd like to know where the money's come from. She's saying that it's costing a fortune. Well, whose money is it, and who is she to tell him what to spend his money on when it's only been 5 months?
Okay. Yeah. That is a good point.
That's the sound of a mic being dropped.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've got anyone on her side yet, have we?
No.
Wow. Okay, from Jimboomba, we've got Brayden. What do you think?
I'm on Chris's side on this one. I've personally been building my own car, and even with my current missus, she's a car girl, and she got the rules when it started, you know? I'm into this. It was around before you, and it'll be around after you if you're not careful.
Brayden! You know, guys are brutal.
We've got stacks of calls to get through, but I think we're just going to have to get Chris and Jess on now and say congrats, Chris.
Yeah, woo-hoo-hoo.
It was such a good argument. Yeah, you put forward. Sorry, Jessica.
That's all right. I don't want him to give it up.
Yeah.
I love that he loves cars. That's part of the reason I love him. But I don't know. I just like a bit more compromise of spending a bit more time with me.
Jess, you're just going to have to start like wearing fuzzy dice earrings and a little pine cone thing around your neck and stuff. You've got to apply.
I'll borrow a spoiler. I'll get her a spoiler to wear.
There you go. That'll do it.
Romance is alive, isn't it?
It's Steph, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105. Daniel Maxwell, his first taste of freedom in 19 months. The 22-year-old was sentenced to 18 months jail and immediately released. His punishment for his role in Cole Miller's death.
Now, this went around yesterday and angered a lot of people. Now, in our text group, we were very unhappy with the result of what happened. Of course, Cole Miller, the 18-year-old boy out on his birthday in the valley, walking through Chinatown, minding his own business, not even looking sideways at two pathetic losers who decided that they were going to start a fight with him, punch him in the head and kill him.
My heart broke for the family all over again, having to feel like there is no justice for the loss of their son. But because the guy that got released yesterday, he was the one who initially started the fight. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. So his name's Daniel.
Yeah.
And the reason he wasn't in as much trouble is because he walked over and said, "Do you want to see something funny?" And then so he's pushed Cole Miller, which has instigated it. His friend Armstrong Renata has then punched and delivered the fatal blow. But because they couldn't prove that he had said to his friend, "Punch him now," or "Let's go punch someone," he is not in as much trouble. Mm. So he's been given 18 months.
Suspended sentence.
This family will never see their child turn 21. This guy, Daniel, was out on his 21st birthday. Mm. This kid will never turn 21. He'll never have a wife. He'll never have children. They'll never see him again. While this guy is getting deported back to New Zealand, back to his family, to live a wonderful life where no one really knows what he did over here.
Yeah. And how's that different from, like, say, for example, Matt, you and I decide to go and do a B&E. I hold the door open. I break the door down. You run in and steal the jewellery. And then I'm the one that walks away, even though it doesn't make sense to me.
It makes
no sense. That's a huge injustice.
I think the difference is with that, and this is the legal thing of it, is when you do punch someone, you're not intending to kill them.
But I know what you're saying, but it's like they went out deliberately they went out that night saying those comments of, "Do you want to see something funny?"
Mm.
Do you know, like, how could you not say there's intent? I know that they were saying the jury was trying to find intent
there's intent to cause violence, but not to kill. I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying where it gets legally messy because, you know, it's
Then maybe the law does have to change.
Maybe it does.
100% it needs to change. It is the most ridiculous thing in the entire world.
And it's like what you said, though, Maddie. You've got, like, a teenager now who very soon will want to go out, and it's scary as anything just to know that, you know, you used to always, I guess, growing up, my parents used to always care about, you know, my brothers and I getting into cars with people, do you know what I mean, that may be under the influence. And now it's changed into just the fear of someone going out and having to be a victim of a one punch.
Well, see, and my boy Ethan, he's 15, and he's a big kid.
Yeah, he's a problem.
He's a really tall kid and a gentle kid. Mm. Couldn't hurt a fly. And he's the type of person who knobs like these two guys will fight because they want to fight the big guy and think they're tough when they're just a
They're not. They're
dickheads.
Coward.
I've seen that. I was so amazed at this. I've got a mate who's tall. I'm tall. I'm 6'2". And my mate's slightly taller than me. He's about 6'4". And he said that happened to him all the time. He would go to a bar. He'd just be standing there. And someone would come up and punch him because he was the tallest person in the room. Yeah. And they were picking the biggest person they could. And I didn't believe him until I was standing there with him. We were doing nothing. And someone came up and clocked him in the back of the head because he was the tallest dude in the place. Yeah. It's insane.
It's happened to Scotty. Yeah. And he ended up waking up in hospital.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I can't remember it.
The thing I wanted to play this morning, right, because this you can't get more serious than what happened in this. And both of these guys murdered that kid. I don't care what the law says. I don't care what anyone says the loopholes are.
They took his life.
They did an action intentionally, and this kid died and never made it home. So this is what I wanted to know. I dug this up, and this has stuck with me since the day I saw this on TV when this kid, poor kid, died.
Yeah.
This is the audio of that boy's father who has just come from the hospital, has just had to make the decision to turn off the life support of his healthy 18-year-old kid who was out celebrating his birthday. He's flicked off the life support. He's then had to go and stand in front of cameras and deliver this message. And you hear this man's voice and you can honestly not say that 18 months is enough. Listen to this.
It is with deep sadness that I announce that our 18-year-old son, Cole, has today passed away as a result of massive brain trauma. He has struggled bravely in the intensive care unit of the Royal Brisbane Hospital, and our family and many close friends have been by his bedside since the incident. Cole was a beautiful, brave young man with his whole life yet to be lived.
Boy, Matty. And that you're saying the guy that pushed him down, ha ha ha, this will be funny, watch this, now goes back to New Zealand and lives the rest of his life without anybody knowing that this has happened, can reinvent himself, change his name.
Yeah.
No one ever has to know.
That man will never see his child ever again.
It's not right, Matt.
So
it's not right.
It's 100% not right.
What do we have to do to get this law changed? What do we have to do? Like, if you're involved in that you're complicit.
Well, I think
surely that's complicit.
Yeah, they have changed. Obviously, the one punch, the person that does inflict the blow has had minimum terms now that are quite lengthy. So it seems like there needs to be a change in law for everyone involved.
I would just say any young man who hears that this morning, who is going to school or you're going to work and you've got that feeling of the world's against me and whatever, that's fine because life's not fair, but don't take it out on strangers.
Yeah.
You don't need to hit someone.
You don't need to hit anyone.
You don't need to be violent.
No.
That's all.
Wake up with Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki, sexologist and relationship expert. As a sexologist, I get asked a lot of questions.
When you look at the internet, what images do you look at?
Are we doing it right? Am I normal?
Figuring out whether I want other people in my life to know about this.
There's a lack of permission and education out there.
It depends on the connection you have with people.
Where there's so much information that's needed that here's a platform where I can say all the things that I can't say on air.
So I have one leg that's suspended off the ground.
So this is why I've started Sex and Life. Download me, Dr. Nikki with Sex and Life, podcast1.com.au and the Podcast One app.
There's Hodges with the ball. And Hodges has got away from there! Justin Hodges!
Yeah, he's in the studio with us this morning, Justin Hodges. Check him out, Fox League. It's got every game of round 24 live and free during play. Buddy, nice to see you this morning.
Thank you. How are we all?
We are good. We are good. You are slightly nervous?
I'm very, very nervous.
Okay, we're about to do a rap battle, and we've both just been bonding, which we're not going to be soon because it's a battle, but we've just been bonding about how crap we are at rapping and singing.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm pretty good at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know about 9 o'clock in the morning. But,
are you more nervous for doing this than you would be to play football?
Yeah, way, way, way nervous. Football is easy. This is hard.
Okay.
Before we get to that, I do want to ask about the footy. The big talk this week has been about Jarryd Hayne and Neil Henry, the coach of the Titans. They're saying that everything's sweet, but everything else in the news is saying that the two of them are about to kill each other. What have you heard in the footy circles? What's going on there?
Yeah, obviously there's a lot of talk there. It's obviously Neil might get sacked or Haney might move on, but Look, they can't keep one or the other. It's either they both go or they both stay, and they both got to work towards a common goal. I think they need to bring the guys back, Scotty Prince, Preston Campbell, the guys who started that club, find out what their culture was like back then and start taking some of that and start creating their own.
I think Hayne will stay because he's very big on commitment.
But
he sticks with
and
stuff.
And he's worth 1.2, probably more than 1 million. It's a lot to pay out.
Can a player get so big that they are difficult to coach, like the rumours have said?
Oh, look, some can. Yeah, it depends on their ego and how they fit into the culture. It depends on the coach as well. I think if it was Wayne Bennett or Craig Bellamy, it might be a little bit different story. But, yeah, Neil's a great coach. And like I said, they just need to find a common goal because people down the Gold Coast who pay their hard-earned money, they're the ones who are suffering from
it. Think about it this way, Abby. How well do you go with advice from your boss, who is effectively your coach?
Oh, I'm terrible to coach.
Also not paying her $1.2 million.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the least paid, so
Exactly. Well, it's interesting to watch it because they're saying that any day now they can pull the pin on Henry, so my money's on him too.
What, leaving?
Yeah, they'll get rid of him.
What is Jared Hayne going to do? Is he going to go overseas and play rugby?
No, I reckon he's ironing off golf now.
Just picking a top 10, just picking a list and working through them.
Yeah. Lacrosse.
Yeah. Well, Fox League has got every game of round 24 live and ad-free during play. You can catch Justin on there. But it's time to do it, guys.
Oh, deep breath.
Yeah, R&B battle every Friday we do this. Yep. Stav got cleaned up by Scotty Prince last week.
Which is upsetting because you're actually a good singer. I was the one that got told just to mouth the words during choir. That is actually not a joke.
You can't do that here.
Okay.
No. I always sound good in the car when I listen on a
Friday. Yeah, I know, right? When you turn it all up, you're like, I am the Jew!
So today, the song that the two of you have agreed on is Coolio.
Great song.
All right, and we also have set up just outside the window of the studio here the entire staff who've turned up this early. Hey, guys. They're going to be the crowd.
Thanks for being there.
At the end, they cheer. Whoever gets the loudest cheer wins the rap battle.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, and we are going to give you one little bit of help, Abby. We're going to point you in for when the song starts.
Yeah. Just like Coolio when he's on stage. He was my first person that I went to go and see at a concert, Coolio.
Did you point him in?
Yeah, I was like, all right, we got it, Coolio.
who's starting? Because you're going to go back and forward on the lyrics. Who starts it?
Someone's highlighted our lyrics.
I've got the hardest bit.
What do you mean? Don't start being the underdog.
It's always good to be the underdog.
Are you literally just reading the lyrics now?
Well, I knew it when I was younger.
Okay.
Let's just do it. I know it. It's just going to come back to me. Favourite movie, Dangerous Minds.
That's it.
Righto.
Righto.
Here we go. Rap battle, Justin Hodges versus Abby Coleman. Let's do it.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I had never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. He'd be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch who you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate to trip, but I gotta look as I check to see my pistol smoke. Ooh, food! It ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life in the gym. It's safe!
Keep spending most of our life as we're living in a gangster town. Keep spending most of our life living in a gangster's
paradise.
Pick a key.
Any key. Everyone's a winner.
In a gangster's paradise.
Power and the money. Money and the power, minute after minute, hour after hour. Everybody's running, but half of them are looking going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I've got to learn, but nobody's going to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't. I guess they won't. I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Ooh. Keep spending most of my life in a gangster's paradise.
can spend most our lives living in a gangster's paradise.
Yeah.
Nice work, guys.
Wow. That was very real.
One for me. One for my dead homies.
Just, I've never seen a rap battle where two guys are like, I can't handle it, I need to join in.
Now, what actually happened there is you guys skipped a whole heap of lyrics along the way, so you were about 8 beats out.
Do you know, sadly, we actually got every single one. We're just tone deaf.
We got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just did.
We're probably just a little bit behind.
I thought it was very good.
I you know what? It's not what we think, guys. It's what the crowd thinks. All of our building is lined up outside. Don't throw your lyrics at me. Lined up outside the studio right now. We're going to go to you guys. Who thinks Abby won that round? Okay. Who thinks Justin won that round? Yeah. Yeah.
I think that was a tie.
Is it? It's a dead heat,
I think,
guys.
It's a tie, guys.
Dead heat.
Well done.
Time to go to Golden Point. What song do you want to sing for that?
It's Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Now, the other day, we started playing a game that I've been doing at home with my wife.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about it, mate.
It is very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's things that you can say in the bedroom, but you can also say at dinner with your parents.
Hilarious.
It was hilarious.
It was, yeah.
It was hilarious. And it got us thinking of other situations that you could apply this to.
Yeah.
We think we've come up with another one that works just as well.
Yes. We want to know on 13, 10, 60, what can you say in the bedroom during sexy moments, and also to your boss?
For example, am I going to get that raise you promised me?
Can I get a performance review?
Would you like me to insert this into your spreadsheet?
Oh, wow. I can't say mine.
Well, then you're not playing the game. That's exactly the point.
But it works.
Maddie, somebody can call up and say, I had a great one, but I can't say it.
No, what if I say, I just got... Again.
You just got screwed over again.
Yes, that works better. Yes.
Something big has come up. Could you give me a hand with this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, brilliant. So here's what we do, Brisbane. 13, 10, 60. Straight after this song, you need to get on the phone and tell us what could you say in bed during sexy time that you could also say to your boss.
David, in Ipswich, what can you say to the best and in the bedroom?
Can you work on this for me, please?
Yes.
Good one.
Good one.
Rob, so good, in Eagleby.
Yeah, you there, mate?
Yeah, what can you say?
Let's have a dinner for two.
You say that to your boss?
Yeah, definitely.
When you're away working together, you might need to stay over.
Yes.
You're out, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jared.
Not the best one, but sure.
Jared in Wynnum, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hello,
what can
Jared.
What can you say to your boss, but you could also get away with saying in the bedroom, Jared?
You've been working me hard all day long.
Oh, Jared, that. Yeah.
Well done.
All right.
I sometimes go to our boss and I say, mate, I'm really going to need you to get behind this and drive it.
Yes.
That's a good one.
That's how you've stayed here so long. Sarah in Springfield Lake. Sarah, what can you say to your boss and also say in the bedroom?
You could say, that new device you got me really helps my performance.
Sarah.
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 Do you know what's funny about this is our dirty minds. Yeah. It's so...
All right, Glenn on the Gold Coast.
Hey, guys, hey, Glenn. I would say, boss, I'm coming.
Yep, that works.
Be right there.
That works.
All right, Chris and Beanley, bringing it home. What can you say to your boss and also in the bedroom?
Well, if you want a job done right, you got to do it yourself.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing fucking awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out? We paid to see this.
You can listen to the show at podcastone.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
It's Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105.
Pauline Hanson has been widely condemned for wearing a full burqa into the Senate in a bizarre attempt to have the Muslim headwear banned.
Yeah, yesterday Pauline Hanson was getting involved in a bit of cosplay in the upper house when she walked from her office, not from outside, from her office surrounded by security guards into the Senate dressed as a burqa. Now, she was trying to gain, I guess, you know, attention that this is a... It's tricky to find out who someone is when they're walking around in a public place when their face is covered and it's a security thing and such and such and such. I personally disagree with what she did. George Brandis, who I normally, if we were stuck in a lift together and the lift was stuck, I probably wouldn't say anything to him for 2 to 3 hours.
Right.
I disagree with pretty much everything he does. But yesterday, he said this in the Senate and I also stood up and applauded.
By arriving in the chamber dressed in a burqa, when we all know that you are not an adherent of the Islamic faith. To ridicule that community, to drive it into a corner, to mock its religious garments is an appalling thing to do. And I would ask you to reflect on what you have done.
Order. Order.
There's 500,000 Australians who consider themselves Islamic. So she's, you know, she's sticking a bit of a finger towards a whole part of the population, but... Not every one of them wears this when they go out and about. Only very, very few people wear it. Now, she's been elected to be the voice of the people. Is she reflecting what you think?
See, the thing is, her argument, just so we're clear, is she's saying it's they shouldn't
risk.
Be. Yeah, it's a security risk. People can't wear like a helmet into petrol stations and banks and stuff. So she's saying, why is the burqa allowed? That's her argument.
But what the thing is, though, Matty, even the head of ASIO and the guy before him have both said this is no problem because every time in our society when you need to identify yourself, like when you're at the hospital or when you're at the doctor, there's you know, processes that have been put in place which has made it perfectly fine to do this.
So if you wore one into a bank, there would be a way they would make sure you weren't there to rob the place. Is that what you're saying?
Apparently so, yeah.
That's the only issue with that. It's hard, isn't it? Because my dad was a bank manager and he was involved with he didn't do the robbery. He was there as a bank manager and a horrific for the staff there. So I don't want to ever say to him, you know what I mean? Like, because I understand it would be quite...
Yeah, confronting.
Confronting for him, because if someone walks in with a helmet, there is things in place that happen straight away. So I wonder what it is at banks.
Well, this is what we want to discuss this morning on 131060. We want to know, do you agree with Pauline Hanson or disagree in banning the burqa? Now, we don't want this to get into, we're not going down the whole thing of Muslim faith or religions or being racist here or any of that kind of stuff. We just want to know, are you in agreement with her that it's a safety issue?
Well, it just seems like so many people condemned it. So why would she do it? If she's supposed to be a spokesperson for the people.
Let's do it now.
Lise and Griffin, what do you think about this?
I strongly disagree. I feel like there's no rise in Muslim women robbing banks. So what's the deal? Like they're doctors and lawyers and teachers. They're not robbing banks. So I don't understand. And all the rhetoric just goes to divide the country more. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so too. I was thinking that myself. If there was like a huge crime wave of, and it probably wouldn't even be Muslim women, it would be people dressed in a burqa, probably white Australian males robbing banks, like, but using it as a disguise. But that hasn't happened. Sue and Logan Lee, it's all over the news this morning. What do you think about Pauline Hanson wearing the burqa?
I actually find it quite offensive. However, I think there's a double standard. As I was going through customs, so we're reading glasses or glasses to see, and I was on a plane from Dubai to England, into London, and as I came through customs, there was a row of Islamic women in a full burqa, and they all went through, and I was stopped and asked to remove my reading glasses to have a full face. I was quite shocked, because I thought, you know, you can see my face quite clearly, and yet you can only see their eyes, and so I think it's a double standard.
I think that is what probably upsets some people about it. They feel like if it's going to be an inclusive society and everyone is going to be treated as the same, then there should be instances where it's like, well...
But I guess there's always exceptions made for religion, and that's what people find hard.
Right.
Yeah.
Lana from Seven Hills.
Hi there.
What do you think?
Yeah, that's me.
I think that what Pauline Hanson did was really wrong, and it was really offensive to all of the Muslim people in our community, all over Australia. Like, you look at Christians and Catholics in Australia, they wear their crosses. Jewish people wear their kippahs.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Orthodox Catholicism and things like that, and you see people wearing headscarves and different religious and cultural clothing. Mm. They're not asked to remove it. Why should someone who's following their faith, following their idea of modesty, be forced to remove something because it makes someone feel slightly uncomfortable? It'll make them feel uncomfortable to remove those items. So you're changing one uncomfortable for another uncomfortable. So it doesn't really matter.
Point. That's a good point.
Well, Lana, what about where there's an issue of safety, where people might feel like, for example, in a service station or a bank, where someone feels genuinely threatened? Well, how do you handle that then?
Well, I went to school. I went to school in Melbourne, and I went to school with a lot of Muslim girls. And the reality is that the only people they're hiding themselves from. I went to school with girls that were headscarves.
Mm.
They're only hiding their hair from men. If they go into a private room with a woman, they will quite happily remove the headscarf.
Mm.
It's not.
But that's not the answer. I wasn't asking about your school. I was asking about we've got people calling up about working at a servo or a bank who might feel threatened.
Yeah, and with banks, there's private rooms.
Oh, yeah.
People can go into the private rooms if they're really, they can continue the service that they're providing in the private room and say, would you mind removing your headscarf from the private room and we can continue to stay?
Yeah, right.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate your call. Thanks for calling through, Lana. If you want to continue the conversation, hit us up on Facebook.
Wake up with Stav, Abby and Matt with Osher.
Hit 105.
It's going to be a great gig at the RNA. Great place to see a show.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it when the Liberty Festival used to be there. A lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that a lot of people are going to get to go and enjoy that gig. Gig of the year. Some things we're not grateful for, though, on this beautiful Friday. And that's why I have to say this to you, AA batteries. Where are you? Well, I want two AA batteries. There's only ever one in the drawer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
2 days ago, I bought a packet with four in it.
Mm-hmm.
I put the packet in the drawer where it always goes. Now it's not there. I hope you're enjoying your fun little secret club where you're hanging out with the other sock. My other sunglasses and that one pair of iPhone headphones that's not tangled that I know I've got somewhere. Thanks, but no thanks.
Can't even steal them out of the remote because they're triple A's.
Then what are you going to do? You've got to put it back in to change channels.
Frustration.
Hey, R&B Friday rap battle.
Mm-hmm.
I told you guys I couldn't sing. And you're like, nah, it's just a bit of fun. I just like to thank everyone out there for their feedback. I logged off for Facebook for a week, and I'm so glad I logged back on. Some of my favourites are pathetic.
We get the point. You're walking. Just said, are you and your homies have been lying in shock? You
I really hit the trip,
but I gotta look as I check to see my pistol.
My favourite highlights are pathetic. No one won. Everyone lost. Another one of my favourites is you're ruining R&B Friday for those that didn't even like it as well. And my highlight. Thank you so much to Cam. Shut up before I make you. Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, wow.
Thanks. But no thanks.
That's a bit harsh.
He's a big fan.
They often say the people who write in hate love you the most.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, I am.
Wouldn't it be
I'm
more
loved.
Hateful to ignore someone?
I'm so loved.
That's what my psychologist told me. Yeah. Anyway, it really, really helps.
Hey.
Hmm.
Memory. A minute and a half ago, we had a thanks but no thanks.
Have you forgotten yours? You're too busy. Yeah.
Now.
No, stop until he thinks about it. Stop the music.
We'll no,
stop.
I can't remember what it was.
Do you want Stav to go? We'll come back?
Nah,
you
got to end strong. I swear to God, I honestly
we'll
can't.
Wait.
I can't remember it.
We'll wait.
No, you're right. We'll wait.
I think I'm dying. I can't remember.
Can you smell burnt toast?
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Wow.
But no thanks.
Mm.
That's frightening.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, no, just remembered it. No, I didn't.
Hey there.
Finish strong.
Window cleaner.
Oh, yeah.
You do a good job making those windows sparkly and shiny and also transparent. So when I go to walk out of the shop thinking that there is a wide expanse of door in front of me.
Oh, no.
Then I smash face first into a window.
like I'm some sort of pigeon. Stuck in a shopping centre, trying to get out. The worst thing about that is, because it is see-through, everyone on the other side can see what happens. Ooh. As you slide slowly down that glass like Wile E. Coyote in a Roadrunner cartoon. So thanks. But no.
It's Stav, Abby and Matt with Osher.
Hit 105.
There we go. That's the podcast done and our last one for the week as well. Thank you to everyone who does submit messages. If you want shout-outs on the podcast, we'll happily do those birthday messages and stuff. You have to give the podcast a rating on iTunes and then leave a little comment there, and that's where we'll do it. So if you could do that, that'd be good.
Obviously, the better the rating, the more chance we'll do your shout-out.
Yeah.
This show sucks. Can you say happy birthday to me?
Sure. Wow. I'll jump on a check and see if we've got any fresh ones. Okay. Do we have any other business we need to chat about before we get to that?
No, I was going to do a hypothetical with you guys, but realise it's probably...
Give it a go.
Would you, a listener has asked this question, saying, would you rather, if you had to choose between being with your partner or never wearing any type of makeup ever again, which would you choose?
How do you mean being with your partner?
Like you'd have to give, like, yeah, they have to choose your partner or makeup.
The makeup.
You would choose your makeup, yeah, because, hon, you pay so much on that. Your accountant says every year.
Oh, sure, that would mean you'd have to go on high-def TV with no makeup on.
That's better than a life of loneliness.
Oh,
that's true.
Yeah. She must really love her makeup, that girl.
Yeah, she must.
And marry a makeup artist. Mm. That's the way you never have to pay for it again. See? Hey?
What are you, what about you, Abby? This relates to you the most.
I've started wearing no makeup. I don't wear makeup on the weekends now unless I have to go, like, to a function. Who got a text?
Not me.
Me.
What was it? Read it out. Read it out.
It's a dick pic.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
There's no comments. No,
guys, don't like... Anyway.
There's no new comments on our podcast. Get your act together, people. Get us some comments.
Maybe no one's listening.
No, they are listening.
It's a bit fandangled to leave a comment on your phone because you've got to go into the iTunes store on your desktop to leave a comment.
Do you?
Yeah, it's a bit stupid.
Well, of course no one's going to comment. Who uses a desktop anymore?
For that.
Oh, well, for anything, really. Yeah, if we didn't have a job, I wouldn't own a desktop. Yeah, I do everything on my phone.
Mm. I don't even have a desk to put it on at home.
Well, true.
Just a top.
Well, that's why they're laptops now, I guess, right?
Well, I wouldn't have a lap.
All right.
Cool.
We should wrap it up, you reckon?
Yeah, cool. It's Friday.
I think I now know why we don't get comments. Stand by me and Matt with Usher.